Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Yourself?
Good.
Mike, if you could just address maybe the loss of the two starters you had this week. How does that impact your team now and going forward here in the last 4 weeks without, you know, Williams and Davis?
Yeah, well, it's always, you know, disappointing when you lose, you know, two players, especially two of your better players, in Trent and Fred. And, you know, disappointed that, they didn't pass the test. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. You know, so you're disappointed in that. They got to pay the consequences. Not only do they pay the consequences, but our team pays the consequences. So you want your people to be accountable. And, they made a mistake. You know, they addressed their football team and told them how disappointed they were. And I told them how disappointed I was in them for, making that decision. But, that's basically over now. And it was addressed. You know, I just talked to our media about it. And now we go on.
Who steps up in their place now, Mike?
We got a couple guys. We got Willie Smith and Sean Locklear, and then we'll see what we have. Go both guys. And we've got Tyler Columbus, who's worked there as well, and so we've got three guys. But really looking at Willie and Sean more at left tackle, and Tyler's backed up to right tackle in the left guard position.
The offense seems to spread it out a lot in terms of receivers. But how do you expect a change without the guy who leads your team in receptions?
Well, it's just like somebody getting hurt. You know, somebody goes down, somebody got to step up and go get the job done. So we'll see who steps up and hopefully takes advantage of an opportunity.
Mike, when talking to Andre Carter today, and he said when he parted ways with the Redskins, he wondered if he was done. You know, with the lockout, he didn't sign immediately. That thought really crossed his mind. When he left the Redskins, did you guys think he was done?
Well, no, he wanted an opportunity to go someplace, and
right.
We had talked about his ability to rush the quarterback. Now we were going to, we were running a 3-4 defensive scheme and more as an outside linebacker, and we knew we couldn't pay him what he was making, but we knew there would be somebody out there that would pay him what he deserved, at least what we thought he deserved, and we weren't sure. So we let him go just because he was just such a class guy. And obviously, he landed a great organization. He's doing a great job for him.
So this level of production from him, this is not entirely surprising to you, maybe?
No, he's pretty – I think he had 10 sacks a year before we got here.
Right.
And so he's in a little different scheme. So, he's a guy that works very hard, and I've been impressed with the way he's been playing.
How about maybe a much different situation? What was the decision to be able to part ways with Albert Haynesworth?
Oh, yeah, like you said, that was completely different. You're talking about a guy like Andre Carter, who was the most accountable guy that you could be around. I mean, he's a pro. And then, Albert, didn't take long to figure out that, you got everybody buys into a system, and didn't take long to figure out that he wasn't buying in. So that was an easy decision.
Mm-hmm. What reaction did you have when you heard how it ended here in New England for Albert?
It didn't surprise me.
A couple former Patriots seem to be doing pretty well for you. How have Jabbar Gaffney and Dante Stallworth helped out your offense?
They've done a good job for us. It was, Jabbar coming in. We needed a veteran receiver. We didn't have a lot of depth at the wide receiver position. We lost Antenna Moss for four games. We needed some more depth, and we brought in Dante because, just his experience in the NFL. We had some draft choices, and we lost a guy like Hankerson, and we had some other guys, some of our draft choices step up. So we felt like we needed some depth, and Jabbar's come in and really played well, and Dante has come back after we released him and had a couple good games.
When you visited Patriots camp in... What was that?
2009.
2009?
Mm-hmm.
Were you here in 2009? Is that right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years, right. Were you taking notes?
What you'd really do is, you just kind of go in and watch people and the way they practice, like your two-a-days. And, as a head coach and really as an assistant coach, you don't get a chance to really visit any clubs. And so, in New England with all the success they had, in Pittsburgh with all the success they had, I just wanted to see how they ran their camps. And, everybody... fairly similar, and so there's some different ways, different styles people go about it, and it was nice of Bill letting me come in and watch his practice as well as Mike Tomlin watching his as well.
So have you taken anything you learned during that little hiatus and kind of used it in this next stint?
Yeah, what I think you do is just try to keep on top of everything. There might be an idea here or there. You watch a lot of film, but you go about how they practice, how they do their drills, how they incorporate their kicking game in certain game-type situations. That there's always something that you pick up, any time you watch somebody practice, or at least you try to. And, with a guy like Bill and the way he runs it, it's easy to pick up a lot of things.
How did you and Bill Belichick become acquaintances, and how has your friendship developed over the years?
Yeah, I think how you develop relationships in this league is, you go against each other. You go against each other in some big games as assistants, as coordinators, as head coaches. And, we've been going at it. I got in 84, and Bill was in them way before me. And so you take a look at, 25, 30 years going against each other as assistant coaches, coordinators, a lot of games, a lot of meaningful games, and a lot of respect through the years, and then it's kind of carried over to dinners and maybe getting together for a beer here and there, but got a lot of respect for them.
Mike, when you look at the season that your team has had so far, it started out with some promise there, 3-1, and then of course you had the the 5-game slide there, change of quarterbacks. So can you talk a little bit about the decision to go to Beck and then back to Grossman?
Yeah, that was a little different because then not only did we lose, we played Philly, we lost the game, we lost three of our starters, and Leckensteiger, we lost Cooley mm-hmm. at that time, and we lost Trent Williams for a few games. So then the next game we lost a couple more, and Hightower and Santana Moss. And so, we put kind of John in a very tough situation there coming in, playing with five starters being out in comparison to Rex. And Rex got pneumonia, and he was, he was out for a couple games anyhow. And John didn't play as well as Rex did. So when Rex was ready and healthy, we put him back in, and, he's been our quarterback since.
How do you think he's done here in these last four or five games here?
Yeah, I think a couple games he's played well, a couple games he's played not as good as you like. I think last week he didn't play as well as he had the two previous games, but that's the nature of the quarterback, and we had our opportunities to put the game away late, and we didn't do it, so that's always disappointing, but you strap it up again and get ready to go.
Sure, as you put together your game plans every week, sounds like you're a guy who's willing to use different players in different positions each week. The Patriots do that too. Have you ever seen anything like what the Patriots have done on defense, bringing guys off the street, starting them, playing 70 plays, using receivers on defense? Have you seen anything like this in your time?
No, I think Bill's probably the only one that could do that. And then he keeps them out of the end zone, He looks at one stat, and that's giving up points. If you can't give up many points, you're going to win a lot of football games, and that's what he's doing. Scoring a lot on offense, he's not giving up many points on defense. He doesn't care about total defense. He just cares about giving up points and winning football games, and he knows how to win, and he knows how to utilize guys.
Just related to the earlier question I asked you about Rex, he seemed to be playing with great confidence, obviously a confident guy. Have you seen that wane at all during this last four or five games for him?
Oh, no, just the opposite. He's got a lot of confidence, and, uh-huh. and he demands perfection, and he expects guys to play at a certain level, and he's got a lot of belief that he can go out there and get the job done. And, that's what you need with a quarterback, quarterback that believes in himself and believes in his teammates, and even when, they have a so-so game, you're not afraid to call yourself out and say, hey, I got to play at a higher level. So I like what we have.
Did you know when you were in New England in 2009, or I guess at any point after you left Denver, that you would get back into coaching again? Or was it just about opportunities for you? Or how did you handle that situation?
Until you're actually out for a year, you coach for 35 years and you get some time off, you realize you really do enjoy the game. And, I knew I was going to get back in. I really didn't know where. I didn't know how long. But yeah, I was, yeah, there was a lot of question marks, and the question was, you know, how long would it be before you got an opportunity? Would you wait for the right part of the country, or a certain part of the country? I shouldn't say the right part of the country. Just, you know, what your interests were.
Just curious if you have any thoughts for all of everything that you have done for the Denver organization, what you think of what Tim Tebow is doing out there?
You know, it's kind of great because I had a chance to work on Tim a few times and got a chance to get to know him. And, you know, it's, you know, he did the same thing at Florida that he's doing now at Denver. You know, he's got a way of moving the ball and finding the way to get the ball in the end zone. And people are playing at a high level around him, and people still come up with a big question mark. You're going against a team that scores some points. Can he play a catch-up game? But, you know, he'll keep on getting better and better, and I don't think the controversy will ever end.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Guys. Take care.
Appreciate
take
it.
Care.
Thank you.